You're listening to SBS News.
Five new coronavirus cases have been recorded in South Australia as authorities work to contain a COVID-19 outbreak in Adelaide. The state is also responding to 14 suspected cases and treating them cautiously because of the high risk of community transmission. There are now 34 active COVID-19 cases in South Australia. Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier says more details are emerging every hour.
We now have the genomics information back. We did the testing because it was the first case, you'll recall, was the older woman in her 80s. We've tested her strain and we've linked it to somebody in the Medi Hotel where her daughter worked. And the person who was the traveller arrived in South Australia on the 2nd of November and was tested on the 3rd of November. So prior to the 2nd of November, we did not have COVID in the state, but that's when it was introduced, this particular strain.
South Australians have turned out in big numbers to be tested. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says he's pleased with the testing being done in Adelaide to help stop the spread of the virus.
It's essential that people do get tested, and it's essential that people stay at home, apart from getting tested, but they don't go to work, they don't go to school. As the Minister says, we're still watching to see what's happening in South Australia, so very important that those testing rates are very high.
Some return travellers in hotel quarantine in Adelaide have also been told they'll need to relocate and restart their 14-day isolation period. An immediate self-quarantine order for the Aquadome in Elizabeth has also been issued for people who may have been in close contact with a confirmed COVID-19 case. South Australia's Health Minister Stephen Wade says the health system is coping well with the outbreak.
We were delighted with the turn-up at testing clinics yesterday, and we're urging South Australians to maintain that vigilance. Even with the mildest of symptoms, we want people to get tested. In terms of SA Pathology and our public health team, we are blessed with a world-class team. We believe that we've got the capacity to ramp up as needed to meet the testing demand. We'd ask people to be patient. Obviously, with thousands of people going to get tested yesterday, there were delays, but we're working hard to make sure that we minimise those delays.
The Tasmanian government says the island state remains on high alert. Travellers and Tasmanians who have been in South Australia are being asked to self-isolate for another 24 hours as health officials monitor the outbreak. Premier Peter Gutwin says the alert level for South Australia will stay at a medium risk level, but circumstances could change based on location.
Obviously, this is an outbreak in the northern suburbs of Adelaide. Regional South Australia may be able to be treated differently, but again, we will take further advice, and noting that some of the locations are up to 30-odd kilometres outside of the centre of the CBD of Adelaide.
The Western Australian Premier is waiting to see how far South Australia's COVID-19 cluster may spread as it maintains its strong stance on borders. The state has 12 active cases in hotel quarantine and has reported 480 people travelled from South Australia to Western Australia yesterday. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says the flow of arrivals is slowing as the state waits for the COVID-19 test results of some recent travellers.
Today, two flights are scheduled to arrive from Adelaide at Perth Airport. Each arrival will need to meet a strict exemption category to be able to enter WA and go into self-quarantine for 14 days. This is an evolving situation, and therefore we must take an extra cautious approach.
And Victoria has recorded no new cases of coronavirus or deaths for the 18th day in a row. There are still three active cases in the state and two Victorians remain in hospital. Energy Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says testing numbers have risen since yesterday. She says Victorian health officials are regularly sharing coronavirus information with other states.
As that information is updated on an hourly basis, that will inform our health officials to be able to make decisions as they are needed to be making. So as we have throughout this whole pandemic, the health advice will be absolutely vital, and we will be depending on updates from South Australia to make sure that we've got the best information.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.